North Carolina lost 7 NCAA sporting events on Monday, and on Wednesday, the ACC pulled 10 championship events out of the state because of HB2. This 1-2 punch has local officials concerned about the economic losses the area will experience. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts says the two decisions are distressing and that she is worried cancellations of other events, such as the CIAA men's and women's basketball tournament, will follow. CIAA officials haven't made a statement on the matter. Roberts says,
I'm concerned about every event, even ones that we've had for many years, because they know that they have LGBT fans and players, and they want to make sure that they are treated equally with dignity and respect and not discriminated against.
ACC officials say they canceled their events because HB2, which limits protections for the LGBT community, is not in line with their non-discrimination values. Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyle says HB2 is badly damaging Charlotte's reputation.
I'd like to see us actually deal with resolving this issue on HB2. I'd like to see that cloud over our tourism industry, the cloud over all of our activity, removed.
City Councilwoman Julie Eisel says a lot of people who support HB2 don't seem to realize how much it has hurt the state economically.
A lot of people are still in denial that this even hurts North Carolina. But you talk to people in the hospitality industry that work in the concession stands at these sports events, they'll tell you that it's hurt them. That's a real economic loss.
In Charlotte, the ACC canceled a championship football game that was scheduled for December 3rd at the Bank of America Stadium. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.